Our guest at the cafe this morning is Emily Glass, and Emily is a vice president for the Alliance Bank in Sulphur Springs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lots going on in Sulphur Springs.
Yes.
A lot of political things happening, and been some things connected with the city council and here the last few days, a meeting and in which there was an executive session. And the item on the agenda said related to personnel matters related to the city manager,
yes,
was Mark Maxwell. So what's going on just in general?
Well, I guess in general, you know, obviously executive sessions are closed to the public.
Right.
And this one did appear to go on longer than normal amounts of time because they were supposed to reconvene at 7 p.m. So that, to me, says that there was a lot of discussion. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people have their opinion on the city manager and the job that he's doing and whether they feel that he is most suited for the future of Sulphur Springs. And mm-hmm. people were very outspoken during the public forum portion of the regularly scheduled city council meeting. But everyone there actually spoke in favor of retaining Mark. There was no one there that actually spoke in favor of getting rid of him,
yeah,
terminating his employment.
Yeah. I read an article about it, and from what the article said, there were a lot of people.
It was a packed
there.
Room.
And a lot of people spoke, and according to the article I read, everybody basically spoke on his behalf.
They did, yes. Uh-huh. Everyone there that night was there to speak. And again, it was on the public forum portion, so it was not actually pertaining to a specific agenda item. So they were limited to their 3 minutes of speech, yeah, but everybody who chose to speak spoke in favor of Mark Maxwell.
He's been there 24 years.
Yes, long time. I was nine.
Boy, that is a long time for a
long
city manager.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't happen very often.
It really doesn't. I feel like that's something unique about Sulphur Springs, and it helps kind of with the consistency, of course.
Yeah, well, certainly. It gives you a lot of stability.
Yes.
And, of course, he's been there during the whole development of the downtown into something that is very special. And
absolutely. He's been very forward-thinking. You know, we have Coleman Park because of a lot of his leadership. Yeah. You know, that's been during his tenure as well, and being very active to seek out grants and to improve infrastructure where we were able to get different chains like Starbucks and Chick-fil-A and Panda Express, where without that infrastructure enhancement, we would not be able to have them.
Yeah. So at any rate, this is probably going to come up again.
Yes, it will. It will.
Because for whatever reason, and the city council members were not discussing this very openly in the meeting.
And understandably, because since it was removed from the agenda.
Part of an executive mm-hmm. session. So it's not over, even though they tabled action or did not take any action at that meeting. It'll probably come up again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would guess that, yes.
That's interesting business there in Sulphur Springs. And we're talking with Emily Glass, and Emily is vice president of the Alliance Bank, former mayor of Sulphur Springs,
yes,
so well connected. Also at that city council meeting, they decided to have some public hearings on January 7th and 9th on annexing the Thermo Mine,
yes,
property, which we've
mm-hmm.
talked a lot about.
Yeah, they set those dates, so that will be an opportunity for the public to come out and to speak on that agenda item as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a long term. That's not going to be something that's going to happen over the course of a month or two. That's going to be a long term project.
Absolutely. It's very long term. A lot still in the works for that. A lot to still plan and a lot of kinks to work out, but a lot of potential as well.
Right. And it had to be some remediation of that property because
yes,
it was a mine.
It was a mine,
coal
yes.
Coal mine.
Yes. So there will be remediation, of course, that would still have to take effect and to go into place. And I'm not certain on when that should start, but I do know that that's the plan, of course, to do the remediation, to get it to where they can then move forward to use that land for other purposes.
Mm-hmm. Other than the mine.
Than the mine, right.
For recreational mm-hmm. purposes
yes.
and what have you. So again, January 7th and 9th, those are the dates set for a public hearing on the Thermo Mine or the, what's the other name that we use with them?
Aluminum.
That's what I'm trying to
guess correctly.
Aluminum is what I was trying to say. All right. So we have a couple of moments left here and some activities going on in Sulphur Springs. I see that the Main Street Theater, which is a very active group in Sulphur Springs, presenting a Christmas Carol December 12th through the 15th downtown.
Yes, they do such a great job. I actually grew up going to the productions there at Main Street Theater, so it's really special to me to get to take my kids to these productions, and it's just a nominal fee to to come in, and they do so much on so little, and they're a great group, and I love that we have this in Sulphur Springs. It's wonderful.
And this is, of course, the Dickens story, A Christmas Carol, that everybody knows, but they're presenting it as if it was a radio
play.
That would have been done, I guess, in the 30s or 40s.
Very, very different and unique, and a kind of a fresh perspective. I love that.
Yeah, well, we like that from the, you know, radio point of view. That perks up our interest a great deal. That's a great little facility down there.
It's
very intimate, and no bad seats. And
no
anybody that's in that theater is right on the stage.
Yes,
just about.
Yes, it's wonderful to get to attend plays there.
Okay, great. So that is December 12th through the 15th. In Sulphur Springs. Just another moment, but it's Christmas season, Christmas shopping season. I would think that downtown Sulphur Springs has and all of the improvements down there in the last few years, I would think you'd see the result of that at Christmas time with people coming down to shop.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's just already, it's just, you know, bustling downtown, and it's wonderful to see that, you know, people eating at the restaurants, and we have some new clothes shops that have chosen to move downtown, and that's, I really enjoyed it. I like going and parking once and getting to shop at multiple shops, but the sales tax revenue is very indicative of more people shopping in Sulphur Springs.
I'll bet. I will bet. And the hours are extended for the most part into the evening.
A lot of people have chosen to extend their hours so that people can do their holiday shopping after work and into the evening. It's great.
Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Emily Glass is Vice President with Alliance Bank in Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.